Text 44, right?
Yes.
Translation, it was by Dronacharya's mercy that you learned the military art of throwing arrows and the confidential art of controlling weapons. Let's do one more. Sai Dronacharya is certainly still existing, being represented by his son. His wife, Kripi, did not undergo a sati with him because she had a son. Who knows the principle of religion? It is not good for you to cause grief to glorious family members who are always respectable and worshipable. Purport. My Lord, do not make the wife of Dronacharya cry like me. I am aggrieved for the death of my sons. She need not cry constantly like me. If the kingly administrative order, being unrestricted in sense control, offends the Brahmin order and enrages them, then the fire of that rage burns up the whole family of the royal family, the whole body of the royal family, and brings grief upon all. Om jñānate mirandasya janagana salakayam chakshus militam jena kasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mahavishvam shavitam jena bhutale svayam upakaramaya radhatisa parantikam shri krishna chaitanya bhavani jananda shri adaita garadha shri vasari gaura bhaktavinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare hare.
So Draupadi, giving very good arguments, full of feeling, not just dry argument, but something coming from her own experience as a mother who's just lost her sons. She doesn't want to see Mother Kripi also in that position. And so she's pleading with Arjun not to kill him. Although Arjun said that he took a vow that he would kill him, but now Draupadi is not attracted to that proposal. So this is the Veda culture. There's some dealings have to be done very carefully. She's cautioning not to offend the higher caste family members. So we're also dealing with devotees in our Krishna consciousness society. We have to be careful not to insult, especially superiors. Otherwise, there'll be reaction will come to us. But we shouldn't insult any devotee. That was a point I was making the other day, that even those who are inferior, if we can become envious of them. So we should be careful to deal with everybody properly. Inferior, equals, and superiors. They all have to be dealt with properly. That means we have to be Krishna conscious or or neutral materially. That's the key. If we're really Krishna conscious, of course there's no problem, because then we'll be guided by Krishna. But to come to that stage, we have to first of all be, loosen our material consciousness. Material consciousness means there is attraction and repulsion. This is the nature of the material world. We're all attracted to sense objects, and we're repulsed by other sense objects. So we have to become neutral to that. We're reading in Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, in the purport, Prabhupada is advising us to be neutral, not to be attached. And at the end of the 15th chapter, in the purport there, Prabhupada gives a nice description of what is that attachment, what is that weakness of heart, he calls it. And he said, the first weakness of heart, we want to dominate. We want to dominate the material world. We want to dominate other living entities. We want to dominate sense objects. This is the attraction of sex life also. Man wants to dominate the woman. This is the first weakness of heart. We want to dominate. And then he goes on to say the second weakness is that we become attached to those sense objects. this is my country. First of all, we come, we dominate the Red Indians, we kick them out, then we say, this is my country. Then we become attached. So this is the same phenomenon. You know, first we dominate our wife, then we become attached to that sense object. So we have to learn how to withdraw these feelings of domination, these feelings of attachment, and become neutral about everything material. Then we can use everything in the Krishna service without attachment. It's not that we say you have, everybody has to give up their family, but engage your wife in a neutral way in the service of Krishna, then there's no problem with Grihastha Ashram. Engage your disciples in Krishna service, then there won't be any, you can say, fall down because of feeling of prestige or position or name or fame, that I have so many disciples, I have so many. No, this is the same disease that comes to the guru also. Comes to the husband, comes to anybody in position, if he starts exploiting those who are that are dependent, then if he wants to dominate them, then he becomes, influenced by the illusory energy. Illusory energy captures him. Just like we're dealing with the devotees. We have to be very careful not to try to dominate them. At the same time, we want to engage them in Krishna service according to the best way we can. So that's the balance, is to direct them towards Krishna service, but still, because spiritual life is always voluntary, and there's no question of forcing them. Prabhupada didn't force us. But he dealt with us in such a way that we were inspired to serve Krishna. And because he was more expert in what was pleasing to Krishna, so naturally we were serving his conception of Krishna consciousness. Well, this is the best way to serve Krishna. So it was our faith that Prabhupada was the best, pure servant of Krishna. So he could engage us also in that service. We were seeing practically, by taking up that service under his direction, we were becoming enlivened. We were feeling satisfaction from within. So it wasn't that he was dominating us, but he was directing us how to serve Krishna. So in this way, guru, husband, teacher, father, whoever in a position of authority over others, they have to be very careful not to dominate, but to inspire, to engage others in the inspirational service of the Lord, because that service is inspirational. How is that inspirational? Because Krishna's in your heart. If you're really serving Krishna, then you'll feel satisfied within. That will be the test. If you're not serving Krishna properly, then there'll be so many problems. Okay. Question?
All right, sometimes we know standard very well, and like, for example, the temple standard. And someone is doing some service in the temple, but it's not proper standard, like he don't follow all regulations from the temple. And if someone is on the position of authority and he's trying to, not force them, but lift up this person to the higher standard, and this person says, well, but this is my level, I can't, you know, I can't.
Well, then therefore we say not everybody is meant to live in the temple. Generally, that's the standard. If you want to live in the temple, this is the standard. If you can't keep up the standard, then you can't live in the temple. You can live at home and do according to your own capacity. Then we don't have authority over you. That's generally the way we... Now, still, it may be, just like in Bombay, there's a guest house.
somebody may come to pay and stay in the guest house, and so we don't expect them to all come to Mangalarti. So maybe, or in Vrindavan is a guest house that's managed by the ISKCON. So we have to distinguish which, who is the temple devotee and who is not a temple devotee. Temple devotee, they have to come to the stand. There's no question. It's not voluntary. They have to. If they're paying rent, they're living in some room or something like that. This boy in Tampa said he's renting one room there. Then it's a different relationship.